Recent fluctuations in the stock market and the parade of corporate scandals have brought criticism of the Bush administration, especially Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill. But commentator Matt Miller says Wall Street shouldn't bash O'Neill, it should clone him.
Paul O'Neill may not have his predecessor Bob Rubin's gift for calming markets or for steering the economy, but he's a sterling example when it comes to the high-integrity corporate governance we now need. The only problem is that O'Neill's experience makes George Bush and Dick Cheney's stints in the executive suite look shabby by comparison. O'Neill's tenure at Alcoa was the antithesis of schemes that left top executives rich and left others holding the bag. O'Neill made his money the old-fashioned way, by building value. He transformed an old economy aluminum company into a superior performer that lifted the stock 800% in his 13 years at the helm. O'Neill did this with values largely missing from today's CEO playbook. O'Neill made a fetish of workplace safety, reasoning that the foundation for employee support for management strategy was an ironclad commitment to worker well-being. When O'Neill showed up at Alcoa, he told his chief financial officer that he didn't want to be accused of or guilty of managing earnings in deceptive ways. "It never occurred to me," he said recently, "that this isn't what all CEOs do." O'Neill asked at the time that his base salary be set below the median of CEOs in similar firms, with stock options making him wealthy only if he beat the competition handily. And by his own choice, O'Neill was also the only inside director, that is, a member of management, on Alcoa's board. All the rest of the directors were independent. O'Neill lacks the patience or instincts to succeed in Washington's PR game, which matters because it's a place where perceptions count. But he's got uncommon powers of analysis and an outside-the-box mind. O'Neill is pushing a simple yet powerful idea for reform that's not getting the attention it deserves. He'd require outside audit firms to tell each client how its internal audit practices compare with the best in the world. The idea is, if a company knew it was going to be ranked from, say, 1 to 5 by its auditor, and that this ranking was going to be shared with the audit committee and shareholders, the company would have an enormous incentive to tighten up. All companies would strive to be rated a number 1. Unfortunately, O'Neill's good idea was bumped off Bush's shortlist of reforms. The reason, O'Neill says, is, quote, because there are so many people working on the issues who have never been on a board and don't know what they're doing. You have to love a guy willing to say something like that in public about the White House staff, which is why a lot of Beltway snipers, including some on his own team, would just as soon see O'Neill lead by example back in the private sector.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at member station KCRW in Santa Monica.